Hey doll, what you having? One black coffee, coming right up. So what brings you to this dive on such a fine evening? You're a long way from nowhere for 2 in the morning. Me? Hell, I work here. I don't have any choice but to hang out at this dump. But as to how I wound up here, well, that's a long story, and not particularly entertaining. But I got all night. You, on the other hand, you look like you got somewhere to go. Heading home to a little lady? Oh, come on. I'm sure someone's waiting for you, and you do look like you could use a little lovin'. Hey, don't sell yourself short. I've seen a lot of lonely guys walk into this joint at 2 a.m, but not many of them are as pleasing on the eye as you. Oh, why thank you. What a gentleman you are. I have to agree, this uniform does fit me nice. Pink polyester is my go-to when I'm trying to impress a man. I did tell the boss the dress is a little small for me, but he just gave me the eye, if you know what I mean. Looked me up and down and said, "Just don't button the top so high, sugar. You'll get better tips." But I think he's more interested in the size of my tits than the size of my tips. What do you think? Should I undo another button or two? You are a gentleman. And you're absolutely right. Tips should be based on the quality of the service, not on the cleavage. And I do aim to give good service. But the boss is right too, you know. Showing off a little boob doesn't hurt. Especially when your customer is a hard-up man on a lonely night. So how about it, handsome? One more button? There you go. And I can see you sneaking a look, even though you're trying to be a gentleman. You might not be as big a creep as the boss, but you do like to check me out. That's okay, I don't mind. It makes me feel sexy. How about another button? Just for fun. Or maybe you'd like it better if I lean in real close and whisper in your ear. I've got no panties on underneath this uniform. Well, that got a rise out of you. What do you think? Is it true? Here, check out my ass and tell me if you see any panty lines. This polyester is too thick to show panty lines anyway, so I guess it'll remain a mystery. Unless... I can lift the skirt a little if you want. I'll give you a peek. Don't worry. The cook's asleep. He's a lazy fucker, and we won't have another customer in here for hours. It's just you and me, handsome. Just Mr. Lonely and Miss... Let's see. Who should I be? What do you like in a girl? I can be Little Miss Innocent Virgin. Oh, Mr. I don't know. I never been touched by a man before. Or maybe you'd prefer that I'd be Miss Sleep Around, the neighborhood slut. Ah, fuck me hard, dude. Right here. Oh, I want the whole world to see. Or do you like whips and chains and a woman who tells you what to do. Oh, down on your knees, naughty boy. Kiss my ass. No, I think I know what you like. You like a bookish girl. Yes, sir, I'll suck your cock. Just promise not to shoot your semen on my glasses. Ah, come on. Let me entertain you. I'm bored and horny, and I know I've got you hard inside those pants. Let's have a little fun tonight, before you have to go back out into the boring world. To that long drive home, and the cold shoulders of frigid girls. Trust me, I'm not cold. Not at all. I'm just gonna start swaying my hips and lifting my skirt. Oh, well, that's what you want, isn't it? Your own private strip show? Well, you're in luck, doll. Because I'm a pretty good dancer. Or so I've been told. The guys call me the snake charmer. Because when I dance, I charm the snake right out of the pants. Should we see if I can do the same for you? I'll sit down on the counter, right in front of you. And now, let's see if I was lying about how I don't have any panties on. Oh, look, I wasn't lying. And now, I'll spread my legs wide and give you a nice look at my bare naked pussy. There you go. Wide open, just for you. Do you know what the motto of this diner is? Open for business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's me. I'm open and I'm ready to take care of some business. How about you? I know you said you didn't want anything to eat, but I've got a special treat that you won't see on the regular menu. It's something I only share late at night with my favourite customers. And right now, you're my favourite customer ever. Go ahead, have a taste. It's all yours. Show me how you like my service. Give me a tip. Oh, the tip of your tongue, I mean. Oh, right on my stiff little clit. Oh, you are a naughty boy. Perfect. Oh God, you're perfect. Oh fuck. You're gonna make your innocent, slutty little waitress come. Oh fuck. Oh, I need you to fuck me now. Oh fuck. There you go. Oh. Fuck me. Naughty boy. Oh. Use my pussy. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, slide that wonderful cock in. Deep. Oh, deeper. Oh, fuck me hard. Oh, fuck. Pound me into the countertop. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Treat me like a cheap whore at a late night diner. Oh. like a girl you'll never see again. Oh. I'm not some cold bitch like the ladies you know back home. Oh, God, no. I'm hot. Oh, slutty. And I'm yours to use. Use me. Oh, fuck me. Make me yours. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, I'm coming. Fuck. Come with me, naughty boy. Oh, fuck. Treat me like a cup of bad diner coffee. Oh, and fill me with your cream. Fill me so full that I'm sloshing over onto that cheap linoleum countertop. Fuck. Oh, come on. Let's make a mess. Oh, fuck. Make me a big, huge mess. Fill your favorite waitress with your sperm. Oh, coming. Come with me. Come with me now. Now. Fuck. A little more coffee for the road. Drink up, doll. I know you gotta get going soon. But you drive careful now, you hear? I wouldn't want to think of that pretty face of yours getting hurt. One last kiss before you go. Now, what's this? A $20 tip? But all you had was a cup of coffee. Why, thank you, handsome. The pleasure was all mine. Service with a smile. That's what I do. And if you ever happen by here again, remember my motto. Open for business 24/7.